I think of technology as intensive or vertical progress of doing new things, of going from zero to one. And it has sort of a very different kind of a character. It's not mechanistic. It has this more creative, one-of-a-kind feel to it. And when we think about the history of the last few centuries, there have been periods of globalization and periods of technology. The 19th century was a period of tremendous...
Hi, welcome to Deep Learning, Zero to One, Art Generation. Art generation is controversial to people that seem like they don't have other things to feel controversial about, it seems. Some of the images and videos look very nice that are created using neural nets. And a well-known area is Deep Dream. Deep Dream pictures are often given away by their sort of trippy nature, their tessellation look, almost as if it were a hallucination that you're having to see those images, quite like that. And this is originally from Artistic Style Transfer, a paper from Gaddis and collaborators in 2015, applied style transfer to images. Style transfer essentially meaning that you transfer the style of a style image, such as Van Gogh's Starry Night, which has a distinctive swirl in the sky, to a content image, such as a cow's face, or a mountainside, or your child's face. And you're minimizing the style loss and the content loss to create a combined image that represents each. In this case, I'm interested in videos, with Snapchat filters allowing you to put a Starry Night overlay on your face or the scene you're filming, and Facebook recently introducing that feature to Messenger about 2 weeks ago, early April, late March, with real-time style transfer live. It's interesting to me. I believe that there is one investor and several companies through that individual and their collaborators that have been responsible for bringing this technology from the Gaddis 2015 paper and from the Manuel Reuter spring 2016 paper, which is the video paper, Artistic Style Transfer Videos, bringing those releases to industry and to apps like Artisto, which did the video filters first, actually doing the computation in the cloud and sending the videos back to the phone. Prisma, which was released first for photos, but now has a video filter as well. And I believe Artisto now does the style transfer on the phone using a pre-trained neural net. So there are libraries like Metal on iOS and Accelerate on iOS as well. Using TensorFlow on the phone has been also a topic at the recent Cloud Next event, with Pete Warden talking about a camera example. The challenge, of course, evidently being the memory constraints on a phone. So Metal is useful because you can do matrix multiplications directly on the hardware of the iOS device. And what I have done here is used Torch 7 and used Manuel Reuter's artistic video implementation using deep flow and deep matching for computing optical flow between frames. Optical flow is important because without it, the style transfer is generated for each frame, and between subsequent frames, the color on objects in the scene or image will jump around, will not be fluid between frames, so the video will look choppy and inconsistent. The optical flow does take about a minute per frame, so in this case, I had a 60 frame per second video that was 2 seconds long, taking about 2 hours on the P2 instance, AWS EC2, which is about 90 cents per hour. So the net's trained on Torch 7, and there are the Torch 7 dependencies. The VGG model is used. You can also use an NIN ImageNet pre-trained model. You do need CUDA, LoadCafe, and the setup is described in Justin Johnson's original GitHub repo, where many of these implementations have come from. They were built out of his code. Justin Johnson being at Facebook now. So I took a butterfly image, butterfly video rather, and Van Gogh's Starry Night, and created a new video where the swirls of the night sky are visible on the flowers in the background of the butterfly video, and the butterfly floats in and lands on a flower. And you can view this at samputnam.org or deeplearning.subtle.com, svbtle.com. And if you create something, I hope you share it too. Thank you. Until next week.